celebrity status.
Serving up the celebrity gossip.
What you wanna know?
It's time to spill the tea.
I'll give it to you.
Spilling the tea with Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Well, Tracy, we've been talking about it all morning long. We have a very special Spilling the Tea because coming out later this morning, the 72nd Emmy Award nominations are going to be occurring. And when I talk about extremely talented people, I am so lucky to know one of them. And he is a native right out here in Sun Prairie. But before I introduce this very handsome man, take a listen to this.
Ballroom is about to be more popular than Studio 54 ever was.
We about to go mainstream.
Put away your glass slippers, Transarella. It ain't never gonna happen.
All right, it's all happening for us. Vogue has hit number one on the charts, and the word is out. Ballroom is in.
This town's all about dreams, and some of my customers don't just come here for gas.
What's the password again?
Dreamland.
Dreamland.
I want to go to Dreamland.
You get in the car with them, have a drink maybe. And sometimes you have to service.
No, I came here to be a movie star. I want to take the story of Hollywood and give it a rewrite.
Ace has a picture that we're very excited about. It's about fame and what Hollywood does to people.
This is our screenwriter, Archie Coleman.
Pleasure to meet you.
You're colored. Love it.
Madtown, get ready because he has arrived all the way from Sun Prairie. He is calling in from L.A., Barry Lee Moe, my dear friend, my best friend from, of course, college days. Barry, good morning, my love. How are you?
Thanks for having me today.
You are so welcome, Barry. We are super excited that you are here today because, love, you have really embrace what being a true artist is. You are up for nominations today when it comes to Pose in Hollywood. Wow, that is quite the treasure. So, Barry, when it comes to being an Emmy-nominated hairstylist, I mean, tell us a little bit about this world, especially when you're talking about huge shows like this.
I mean, it's such an exciting world to work in, and it's something I worked towards for a long time. And I started to just kind of fall into this family with Ryan Murphy TV, and it's taken me from New York to LA, and the shows are just amazing to work on because the creative content available to us is just beyond my wildest dreams. I get to do all of these amazing hairstyles from the 80s, the 1940s. All of his shows are very creatively fueled, so that plays into my skill set perfectly because I love to just create and work with hair.
And Tracy, let me tell you, this man back in the day made me laugh on a daily basis. Super talented. By the way, Barry, Tracy and I both love to dance, so we got to get you in the studio sometime to dance with us.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to get the whole team back from the Turbo. You know, we'll get Joel. We'll get Sarah. It would be a good time. We'll get Nadia. We'll get her out here, too. So, you know, when it comes to your shows, I mean, we're talking about big times. Now, Ryan Murphy is best known for creating Nip Tuck, Glee, American Horror Story. And when we're talking about Pose, what an amazing show. If you haven't been able to see this yet, it's an American drama television series about a New York City's African-American and Latino LGBTQ and gender non-conforming ballroom culture scene back in the 80s. I mean, we love this. We are all about, you know, showing the love for, of course, the LGBTQ.
It's an amazing show. I mean, it really brings to the table all of the stories of the Black trans women in New York City in the 80s who kind of came before all of us and kind of led the way for the rights and the struggle that we have today. And this is a chance to highlight their story and the ballroom culture that they were a part of, which has been kind of appropriated into many things today, drag race being one of them, and become household material where people are very familiar with the voguing and all of the things that were created on the floors of these ballrooms in the 80s.
Mm. Oh, very cool.
Wow, when it comes to...
And it's an amazing group to work with.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
I bet it is, Barry. when it comes to... like, give us an insight of, you know, putting a beautiful hairstyle for an actress. How does that work? Like, she's ready to go on set. Like, tell us a little bit about an actress that you work on.
Well, it's a lot of creative prep going into it. We work with the costume designers, the makeup designers. We all work together to kind of create these looks. And a lot of what you see on camera are actually wigs that we spend a lot of money on, these high definition lace front wigs that we work on ahead of time and prep all of these styles. And then the actors come into the trailer and we kind of start the journey of hair and makeup for 2+ hours to kind of achieve some of these high fashion looks that you see on camera. And it's amazing. I mean, the amount of time that goes into it, you would never believe it, but it's so much fun. That's my favorite part of the day.
I mean, seriously, Barry, if you could have seen Tracy and I, especially when COVID happened, I mean, the weaves were falling out,
they
honey.
Were.
The nails were popping off. We looked like a hot mess.
Yes.
We needed a
it's
wig.
It's crazy when you have to be at home. It'd be nice to have a wig, right?
Yeah.
But your extensions always look amazing.
Thank you, girl. Thank you, girl.
I tell her that all the time.
I love it. I'm always following them online because I'm like, oh, look at Krista's hair.
That's hilarious.
You should have your own Facebook page.
And you know that's good because that's what I do. So you're doing the right thing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm going to have to tell the Ultimate Veritas Bond Salon. They've been doing my hair for about 5 years that she is doing it right.
Yeah, it looks amazing. I always love it. The fullness, the color, all of it.
Oh, Barry.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. And he knows. Well, he knows.
Yes.
Yes. So that's a huge compliment.
I mean, Barry knew me when my hair was so short. Mm-hmm. It looked like a bell. Do you remember the bell?
Oh, right.
Like, yeah, it was just above the shoulder.
Oh, gosh.
But the color was always so beautiful.
Very gingy. Very gingy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Fiery.
Fiery, yes.
Fiery. Oh, my gosh. Well, Barry, also when it comes to Hollywood, what a great drama this is to touch base. Now, Hollywood is what? In post-World War II Hollywood, and it's about a group of aspiring actors and filmmakers that will do almost anything to make it in showbiz to come true. Another great show.
Yeah, that was an amazing show, too. It was loosely based off a book called Full Service by Scotty Bowers that told the story of a gas station in Hollywood in the 40s and all of the crazy things that happened there. And then it sort of evolved into the story of what if things were different in Hollywood earlier and people of color were nominated for Oscars earlier and given the opportunities as Asian American women and African American women and men and LGBTQ actors got the spotlight back in the 40s. Like, imagine with how the world would have been different if that would have happened so much sooner. And it was a really amazing time period to look at all of that in. Because the clothes, the hair, everything was such a beautiful overall concept.
It's just amazing. Once again, we are speaking with Barry Lee Mohani right out of Sun Prairie. He is an Emmy-nominated hairstylist doing what he does, honey. Today, again, the Emmy nominations are coming out, and we are looking at Pose in Hollywood, which we're super stoked about. Something else that I'm super stoked about is knowing that you are like besties with Eileen.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't say besties, but I've definitely had a great time here and there.
Can you tell everyone who Eileen is to you?
Shania Twain.
That's right, girl.
What?
That's right.
What?
Word out on the street is.
She is best friends with one of my really good friends, Chloe Gosselin, who is a shoe designer. And they all work out of Las Vegas together. And Shania had a show there, and I used to go out and visit Chloe and was lucky enough to go to Shania's show and hang out with her a few times.
Wow.
Amazing, amazing, talented woman.
Gorgeous.
Yes, gorgeous.
Yeah. You know, I always looked at her, and I was always like, how can I be that?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
How can I get those cowgirl boots, too? Because she had a great body and great fashion.
She did.
Right?
Yes.
She did. And just full of life and still, you know, just going strong.
Going strong, for sure. Well, you definitely are, Barry. And I just have to give some huge shout-outs because I am so thrilled with the woman in your life who created you along with your beautiful family because I know they're listening. So I got to give a shout-out to your mom, Peggy, your dad, Scott, your brother, Corey, and Darcy, your sister.
Hi, everybody. I'm so glad you did that. Thank you. I miss everybody so much.
We miss you. And, of course, we are so proud of you, Barry, just doing your thing. I know you also toured with one of, when it comes to Tracy, my favorites, Tori Amos, another beautiful artist. You are just on top of the world right now, and we can't wait to keep following you and, of course, watching the nominations. And I'm going to be blowing up your phone, so get ready, as well as thousands of other people will.
Yeah.
Thank you, Krista. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Oh, by the way, Barry, how can people find you via social media?
I'm on Instagram, Barry Lee Mo. It's my handle, at Barry Lee Mo. That's the best place to find me on Instagram.
I love it. I love it. Honey,
or you can visit my website.
Yeah, what's your website?
Just my full name, BarryLeeMo.com.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I like it. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be flying out to L.A. and knocking on your door. That's
yes,
I'm going to come
see. Yes, please do.
Okay. Tracy's coming too.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, we love you, Barry. I love you. Much kisses. Barry Lee Mo, once again.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Emmy-nominated hairstylist. And watch out for the Emmys because Pose and, of course, Hollywood. And we love you, Barry. It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.